We are back with another episode of Never Trust a Skinny Cook. Mike Cummings, along with my friend, Miss Sammy Quiggins. Miss Sammy, how are you today?
I am good, good, good. Listen, you've been on a trip.
I have. We had the opportunity to go down to Bradenton, Florida, that Sarasota, Tampa area, and we absolutely loved it. Had some great seafood while we were there.
I was so mad at you. You just sent me those pictures of those nice-looking raw oysters.
There are people who don't like those, but you know what? That doesn't slow me down a bit. I love oysters on the half shell. They're absolutely wonderful. I availed myself to them while I was at the beach.
I don't blame you. I can eat oysters anyway. My mother fried oysters when I was a kid and fried them with, seemed like with quite a bit of breading, more than I do now.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought they were wonderful. And then we had oyster stew occasionally. And we always had at Christmas, we had scalloped oysters, we called them, which was crackers and cream and oysters. I have fried grosses of them. And I do get the breading a lot thinner on them, you know, than I used to. I don't like a rolled oyster. You remember the rolled oyster in Louisville?
Did you ever have the ones from Mazzoni's?
I have. But you know, that's for people that don't like oysters.
You're right.
Because there's so much crackers and stuff in it, you hardly taste the oyster.
Mm-hmm.
I like the raw ones, too.
Absolutely. A little horseradish sauce and a little cocktail sauce, and you're good to go.
Oh, I just love them. Lay them on a cracker if you want to. Or I just like to take the shell and get the juice and the oyster, too.
That's the way I do it.
I know I was going to tell you to fax me some.
If I could have or emailed them, I'd have gotten you some, but unfortunately, that just didn't work for me.
But anyway, I'm not going to talk about oysters today.
Well, what are we going to talk about?
Squash. This is squash season.
Okay.
My friend Thurman brought me some wonderful squash from the farmer's market. And I just took it and just put a little butter in a skillet and, you know, sliced it, not thin, but kind of thin, and put the lid on and let it cook. And it was wonderful. But I have a couple of squash recipes here. You want to hear about those?
Absolutely.
Okay, this is my first one. I maybe have given some of these before. So people, bear with me if I repeat myself. But I think probably some of you all, if I don't remember it, you maybe won't either.
There you go.
This is Betsy Lawson's Creamy Summer Squash. And I always loved squash. When I was a kid, we always had it in the garden. But this would, you would take 6 or 8 yellow summer squash and a half a stick of butter. You know how I am about butter. Salt and pepper to taste. And 3/4 cup whipping cream. And you cut your squash into slices or chunks and place in a pan and add 1/4 cup of water. Add about a teaspoon of salt and cover and cook over medium heat till it's tender. And then remove the lid and cook it until it's almost dry on the bottom, just like you were fixing potatoes to mash. You know, you don't leave your water in those potatoes. And you mash the squash with a fork or a potato masher, just like you would potatoes. And add butter and cream and pepper to taste and mix it well. And pour it into a buttered casserole and bake in a 350-degree oven until it's golden brown on top, about 20 minutes. And if you want to, you can put cracker crumbs on it. You know, buttered Ritz crackers or something.
Mm-hmm.
But I just like it plain. I really like the taste of squash.
I do too.
Betsy made this and brought it to the bank one day, and I swear I wanted the whole bowl with a spoon. And you know how when people bring food to work, you got to get in there quick.
Yes.
I know you all have that every once in a while too, don't you?
We do.
Then my other is a squash dish, and I really cannot remember where I got this recipe, but I've been making it for years. And I use zucchini or mixed squash.
Mm-hmm.
But when Don gardened and we had garden, it seemed like we always had a lot of zucchini. So you can make it completely with zucchini, or you can use some of the yellow and mix it up. And 2 tablespoons of butter and margarine, an onion sliced thinly or diced, a green pepper diced, and 1 fresh tomato peeled and sliced thick, or a can of tomatoes if you don't have a fresh one. You know, some of the canned tomatoes are pretty good nowadays. And 1.5 cups shredded sharp cheddar cheese, 8 saltine crackers crumbled, 1 tablespoon of margarine or butter. And you melt 2 tablespoons of butter in the skillet and slice your squash thinly. And add the squash, the onion, and the pepper to the casserole. And stir fry until it's tender crisp. You don't want it mushy, as I say. That technical cooking term, you know, mushy.
Yes.
You layer that in a 2-quart casserole with tomatoes and cheese. Put your sliced tomatoes or your canned tomatoes in the layers. And then the cheese. and you put a tablespoon of margarine in a skillet and melt, and you stir in those crumble crackers until they're coated with the margarine and scatter them on top of the squash. And you place that in a 350-degree oven and bake until it's golden brown and bubbly. And with a good salad, I mean, this will serve as a main dish with the cheese. And it'll do wonders with an abundance of squash. You usually wind up, if you have a garden, you have a lot of squash. I've had people beg me to take zucchini. Some people wait till they're big as watermelons, and I like them kind of small. I don't like the huge, great big ones with seeds. But, you know, if that's all you got, that's what you got.
And, you know, one of my favorites, and this is an out-of-the-garden, onto-the-table pretty quick thing, is you just slice up some squash, some zucchini, dice up an onion, and saute it, and you get some Lowry seasoned salt while you're cooking it. Bring that out of the pan, and you got an excellent, almost instant side dish.
It is. Squash is kind of meaty. It's not, I don't know how that sounds, but it is almost will suffice as a main dish if you have something else with it.
Sure.
It kind of takes the place of an entree. And then mother all the time, and I used to all the time, I fried squash. I would slice it, you know, and dip it in flour or cornmeal, like you do green tomatoes, kind of. Mm-hmm. And then I learned that if you sliced it long ways, you didn't have to fry as many little pieces, you know, so I would slice it horizontally rather than vertically up and down, or maybe I'm vice versa there, but you know, so it's bigger pieces. But I love fried squash.
Absolutely.
And the first year that Don raised the garden, when he was down here, we had squash. And I remember a Saturday, we had a squash meal. I made both of these dishes, and then I fried some squash, and that was our meal. Three kinds of squash, but you know, they all have a completely different taste.
They do.
That one with the tomatoes and the cheddar cheese and the onions and the peppers is a completely different taste than the creamy yellow squash. And then I like to take, if I have real small ones, when I have fresh green beans, just lay them on top of the green beans and cook them.
Okay.
I like them almost any way you fix squash.
I have to agree with you.
I guess I like them almost as well as oysters. They're a lot cheaper.
Well, they are that, yes. But I don't think you can fax or email those either.
I don't think you can. Did you eat anything else besides oysters that was amazingly good?
You know, we had fresh grouper while we were there, and that was very good. We had fried shrimp and some stuffed shrimp as well. Those were very good.
Oh, my. You sound like me. I mean, I've gone to Florida and be gone down there a week, and I really eat nothing but seafood the whole time I'm there. I'm about ready for a seafood trip or a seafood meal.
Well, to me, that's part of the attraction.
It is. I read different Southern magazines, Southern Living, and they have an awful lot of articles about the seafood in the South. You know, there's other places it's really good, too. We went to California, and I ate seafood there, but I don't know if it was any better.
Well, I will tell you, we went to one place that was a little off the beaten path. It was off of Anna Maria Island there. It's a little pier, and it's called the Rod and Reel Pier. While we were there waiting for our table, and it was about an hour and 20 minutes wait, there were two dolphins that were fishing right off the pier, and they caught a couple of big fish. Matter of fact, they were doing better fishing than the people on the pier were. You know, a lot of times you'll go and you'll pay for a dolphin cruise and not see anything. These were right there within about 5 to 8 feet of us right off the dock.
And there is something about eating in a restaurant right on the, you know, on the water and eating the seafood that is, well, it's one of my favorite things to do.
I have to agree with you, Miss Sammy. Well, I think that's going to bring us to the end of today's show.
I wonder if we made everybody hungry.
If we're lucky, we did.
If they can't go to Florida, they eat squash.
Well, there you go, and there's nothing wrong with that either. Well, Miss Sammy, if our listeners would like any of these recipes, all they have to do is send us an email here at the radio station, wxbc@bbtel.com, or they can email you directly at sammyq@bbtel.com.
That's good. I'll be glad to do that. I did have somebody that wanted some this past week, and I had a little trouble figuring out exactly how to attach them. You know, you teach an old dog new tricks, and I think I figured it out.
All right. Well, Miss Sammy, tell them what we always say.
Oh, don't ever trust that skinny cook.